This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. The governor of a northern region of Ukraine said Thursday the city of Chernihiv has experienced colossal losses and destruction amid heavy bombardment from Russian artillery and airstrikes. Regional Governor Vyacheslav Chaus told Ukrainian television the bodies of 53 people killed by attacks from the ground or air had been delivered to city morgues over the past 24 hours. Chaus said civilians were hiding in basements and shelters without access to utilities in the city of 280,000 people. In the south, a Ukrainian lawmaker says there are reports of injuries, but so far no deaths have been confirmed from a strike on a theater in the southern port city of Mariupol, where hundreds of civilians have been taking shelter. Leslie Vasilenko said between 1,000 and 1,500 people were sheltering at the theater when it was hit by an airstrike. Russia has denied striking the theater. Meanwhile, the world's economy is continuing to feel the effects of the war in Ukraine. At a Paris news conference, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development Secretary General Matthias Cormann said the prolonged fighting in Ukraine will have a severe impact on the global supply chain and push inflation even higher.
The war is causing a strong supply shock, which adds to inflationary pressures and disruptions already caused by the COVID-19 crisis. There is the significant negative impact on confidence, which in turn will negatively impact private consumption and business investment decisions.
Cormann says it's important for financial leaders worldwide to take steps to stabilize commodities markets to compensate for losses from Ukraine and Russia. This is VOA News. The White House has announced U.S. President Joe Biden will speak with Chinese President Xi Jinping Friday about Russia's war against Ukraine and economic competition between the two countries. In a statement, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the call is part of our ongoing effort to maintain open lines of communication between the United States and the People's Republic of China. Biden will speak with the Chinese leader by telephone. The call follows a seven-hour meeting in Rome Monday between White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and senior Chinese foreign policy Yang Jiechi. Friday's call comes as Biden works to complete his administration's foreign policy adjustment, known as the Pivot to Asia, to more accurately reflect China as America's most important military and economic competitor. China, a close ally to Russia, has refused to condemn Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Former U.S. actor Jussie Smollett was released from jail in Chicago late Wednesday. AP correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel reports.
Less than a week after being put behind bars, Jussie Smollett is back on the streets. The disgraced Empire actor has been released from custody. This after an appeals court in Chicago agreed with his lawyers that he be set free pending appeal of his conviction on charges of staging his own hate crime. Last week, a Cook County judge sentenced Smollett to start serving his 150-day jail term immediately. Smollett's attorneys had argued that he would have finished his sentence by time the appeals process would have made its way through the courts. They also claimed the actor could be in danger of physical harm if he remained in lockup. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The court's decision to release the actor marks the latest chapter in a strange story that began in 2019 when Smollett reported to Chicago police he was the victim of a racist and homophobic attack by two men wearing ski masks. The manhunt for the attackers soon turned into an investigation of Smollett himself and his arrest on charges of lying to the police. President Joe Biden's plans to celebrate St. Patrick's Day were scrambled Thursday after Irish Prime Minister Michael Martin tested positive for COVID-19. Biden was supposed to host Martin for a day of festivities, but those events had to be rethought as the Irish leader isolates at Blair House across the street from the White House. The two leaders will hold a virtual bilateral meeting, and Martin will sit out the annual Friends of Ireland luncheon at the Capitol that Biden will attend. Biden will go ahead with a White House reception planned for Thursday evening, but Martin will not attend that celebration. Repeating this hour's top news story, the governor of a northern region of Ukraine said Thursday the city of Chernihiv has experienced colossal losses and destruction amid heavy bombardment from Russia. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. VOA News.